Só acredito, só acredito. O Gabiru Blu é a babá, o Gacinha Tute.
Welcome back to another episode of Hot Marriage Cool Parents. We have a super amazing guest. First time in Florida, in person, Mrs. Bonnie Painter.
Better known as Mommy.
Oh, nope, that's not the sound effect I wanted. There we go. So, if you've been following us on social media, Jamie and I had planned for our anniversary. It's been our 10-year anniversary. We planned a Tony Robbins, what was it called? It was...
It's a cult. Daddy calls it a cult.
It's not a cult. It's Release the Power Within. So a UPW event, Unleash the Power Within, which was absolutely profound. I cried. I laughed. I tapped into things that I didn't, that I've been running away from for a while, which was pretty amazing. And so my mom, this is her first time down.
Yes.
Into this house anyway.
Into this house.
Yes. And the week went by super fast.
Too fast.
I know.
Too fast.
But did you enjoy your time here?
I loved it. It's not long enough.
Yeah.
Not long enough.
So my mom and dad stayed home with the kids. Jamie and I got an Airbnb to stay at because Jamie has a friend that went through the entire process. And if anybody is struggling with themselves or having inner conflicts or just feels like they've lost any passion or fire or drive,
there was no juice given.
I highly, highly recommend this. There was no juice given because Jamie and I were locked in our own little Airbnb the whole time. Now, I want to try to set the scene for this because, and we'll get to what you did with Henley and Hendrix while we were gone, but Jamie books the Airbnb. Now we go to the front part and it says Palm Paradise. So we're trying to get in. We keep hitting the code. It doesn't work. We look back on Airbnb. Apparently the house was split in two. So they put a wall up in the middle of this house and they split into two parts. So Jamie and I walk around back and we have this back part. Now we walk in, there is a bed immediately right in front of us, a couch at the end of the bed, no TV. You walk through into a concrete kitchen with a concrete floor, and there's a stove, there's a bathroom, and there's a sink and shelves. That's it. No TV. Thankfully, there was internet. There was no sink in the bathroom. And so Jamie and I are going through this event, and we're doing some meditations and breathing, and then we start yelling. You want to really get, they call it priming yourself. So it was a lot of like jumping and dancing. And then at some point we were just, it was like a meditation. Then we start to scream like, I am power. I'm not giving up, like all these things. Now I got Jamie flowers for our 10-year anniversary. I wanted to have them delivered. It said that I got an email saying that it was delivered. And there was nothing outside. So I went around front to go see if the other person, whoever was renting the front side, if it got delivered there. No one answered. Jamie and I went for a walk. We came back. There was a car in the driveway. This is after we've been like screaming, yelling, hopping, dancing, and everything else. We walk through and knock on the door. They were doing their laundry. And it was the sweetest Amish lady and her daughter. And another Amish girl that was in there. And the whole time that we stayed in this Airbnb, which was from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we just got back today, the whole time I'm just thinking we're screaming and yelling, and this is going on till like midnight. And there's Amish people that are from Pennsylvania staying next to us. They must have been horrified. But we got a lot out of it. But before we get to what my mom was actually brought in here for, because we're going to get into some questions that fans have had for her over the years, especially recently. But we always like to give a 5-star review shout out. So, Mom, do you want to read this one? This one's from Teachtastic.
You don't think I don't have my
glasses? Okay, I'll read. So this one, Teachtastic, the most honest and genuine couple. Hey, Jamie and Doug, I've been following you guys since your season of maths and have been rejoicing with all your little victories along the way. I have always appreciated your honesty and vulnerability all throughout your journey. You've been very open about your triumphs and your struggles and the fact that nobody is perfect. I super appreciated the last solo episode from Doug. By the way, this is always a great way to get your 5-star review read. is if you mention me in it. It is so beautiful to hear someone share an experience like that and also their journey with their faith. Too often people wait until they feel like they have it all figured out to share what they are with God or with their life circumstances. It's so incredible to hear someone talk about what they have experienced and the fact that they can't deny that something about it was supernatural. I encourage you to continue to seek the Lord because he promises to be found. I'm sure there will be many ups and downs in the journey ahead, but God will be with you to strengthen you through them all. And with everything that you share, you are being a light to others. Well, thank you very much, Teach-tastic. Now, Mom, were you ever religious growing up?
Absolutely. I had a Catholic father that turned Presbyterian when he married my mother.
Why did he turn Presbyterian?
Because back at that time, many years ago, you weren't allowed to get married in another church and you weren't allowed to marry out of faith.
Really?
Yeah.
Even between Presbyterian and Catholic?
Yeah, it was crazy rules back then.
Yeah.
So anyway, my father left the Catholic Church, married my mother in a Presbyterian church, but he still had, he tried not to eat meat on Friday. We went to church every single solitary Sunday. Half the time, I hate to say that I used to sleep through it, but...
Well, it was kind of like when we went.
Yeah,
I'd
have to slap all of you.
We would try to get my mom to curse in church. That was our mission as my brother and sister and I. That was our mission to get her to curse. And we succeeded many times.
No, I'm sure you did.
You've said the Lord's name in vain a lot.
No, I didn't.
Do you think that Henley and Hendrix looked bigger?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Henley looks so much taller, but she really needs to eat because she's really too skinny.
Yeah. She doesn't eat even
she
for
doesn't
us.
Eat. Gosh.
But what did you guys do?
Well, we took them to the first day we took them to Chuck E. Cheese.
Let me start off by saying Jamie and I went out shopping for food and everything. We had fridges stocked. Now,
yes,
go ahead.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. But we're kind of sort of on vacation too. And, we haven't seen the children in quite a number of months. So whatever they wanted to do, we let them do. So we went to Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, what an experience that was. Your children know exactly how to use those carts. Hendrix went running up, rubbing it against the thing, and all of a sudden, bells and whistles and...
They've had a few
parties there. That's what I heard. But they had a really, really good time. And I guess that took pretty much all of the day because we had picked them up from school.
Right.
We had picked them up from school and went there. Then we came home. It's terrible. I can't even... remember days. So I guess that was Thursday. So Friday, what's today? Sunday. So Saturday, yeah, we went to Sky Zone.
And which is like a trampoline park.
Oh my God, they had so much fun. So much fun. And I have to say, Hendrix has no fear. I mean, he walked to the top of that little platform and just dove right in.
Yep.
He didn't have any fear whatsoever. Same with Henley. She's jumping up and down. Went on that gliding thing.
The zip line?
The zip line.
Thing, yeah.
And it was funny because Hendrix stood on the top of this thing and the gentleman had to pull the swing like a trapeze thing. So he reaches over and he's going to go gung-ho and he'll let it as soon.
It was like he jumped right off and just fell in the sponge pit.
The sponge pit, but I have to tell you how bad sponge things are for me because I fell in watching your nephew. He fell in when he was about two. He fell in and he couldn't get out. So being the brave grandma that I am, I jumped in to get him. He got out, started running away, and I couldn't get out. I absolutely couldn't. I almost start crying.
You couldn't get out? You couldn't roll out?
I could not get out.
Where's the video of this?
And there is Mason running down, and you know me, I'm such a hovering grandma. Yeah. I have to be like right on them. And I'm yelling, Mason, stop, stop. And he's not stopping. He's going, I'm going, please, can somebody please help me get out? Please,
oh,
please.
Oh, it's amazing.
So they brought over a ladder. I stuck it in these sponges and I had to climb out.
Yeah.
But by that time,
Mason was gone.
But I found him over by the by the video games.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had a really, really good time. Oh my gosh, they had a good time. And I think
Dad wants to move down here.
Yeah, well, he can. I'll see him.
Yeah. Well, this was
maybe once a month.
I know. This was the longest that we've gone, I think, yes. Since seeing, well, you, because Dad was down when we first moved in.
But
we saw you
in November.
Yeah.
But that was only for 2 days.
I mean,
that wasn't even enough because all the kids were together. So I didn't have my quality time with Hendrix and Henley.
Yeah, which they were craving. I mean, even Henley, I talked about this a few episodes back, but even Henley was like, she wanted to sleep with your picture.
Oh,
and that little grandma and grandpa picture next to her nightstand. She was really, really missing you guys.
Henley and I have just such a little bond. I don't know. It's such a beautiful bond.
Yeah.
I got to hug and hold Hendrix a lot this time, too.
Yeah. He likes to snuggle.
Oh, he does.
He likes to cuddle.
He's a lover. He really, really is. Yeah.
You know what's funny is and I notice this with most dads, like you're so excited for a boy for some reason. You know, you're just like, I want a boy. I want a boy that I could play catch with. And you spend the first 3-4 years trying to pry this boy out of his mom's arms so you can play with him.
That's it.
The whole time.
I don't know what it is, but daddies always go to their dad.
Yeah.
Little girls go to their dads. And boys, you know, mama's boy.
That's, now, do you see them acting anything like when I was younger? Or no?
Don't get mad. We thought you were going to be a priest, for gosh sakes.
Well, I am an ordained minister.
But you were, especially because I was an older mom.
And how old were you?
I was 32 when I had you.
Okay, so right around Jamie, I think. Yeah.
And but you know, back then that was, you know, most people had kids right out of high school if they were married and
or right
you know,
out of college.
Exactly, but so. It was, I was very, very nervous, very, very nervous. And you were just such a good baby. It was a blessing.
Now, when did I develop a stutter?
Oh, God, is your cousin going to be listening to this?
No, he's not.
Okay, well, right around the corner from us was your father's first cousin.
Right.
And he had a son that was really, he was a little mean. And not really knowing that at the time, we used to let you stay there until we got home from work.
And Didn't I stay there in the mornings too before to catch a bus? Or that was after?
It was after because daddy could, you know, leave when he wanted to leave. But coming home... But he was such a nasty, nasty little kid. And from being over there, you know, you started to stutter. And I'm like, you know, I did not realize what was going on. And then
all I remember is, and this happened a bunch where I just remember I would tolerate not so much bullies. I was never really bullied because I was always able to kind of talk my way around it or just, you know, like I was always into sports, so I was able to play.
Right. He was just really mean.
And I remember just being egged on. And I don't know if I was taught this, but I wouldn't hit back. I wouldn't do anything. I would just kind of back off.
Yeah. And so that, you know, until one day you said, Mommy, please don't let me go back there. Please don't let me go back there.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, you did. And that's when we realized, you know, and you were, I think you were in kindergarten. Were you Kindergarten or first grade. And so we had to make other arrangements. We never really said.
Well, didn't anything. I hit him? Back?
We were. Well, this was a little while later after you had kind of stopped. You didn't go over there anymore. But we went to their house for a barbecue. And I'll never forget the little PIA was just bothering you. And, you know, I wanted to. I just wanted to, like, slap him upside the head. But you turned around and you punched him right in the face, and inside Daddy and I are going, yes, finally. We thought that he would have to take him because you put his teeth right through his lip.
Oh, really? So
he's going, do you think he needs a stitch? But he didn't. It stopped bleeding. But after that, you know.
I feel like, because I've seen this on the playground a couple times too with Henley and Hendrix. Like, there'll be a kid that will block a slide or just block them off and wouldn't let them pass. And as a parent, you kind of want to step in, but you don't, because you want to see. I always want to see how they figure it out. Like, I'll be around in case, you know, they fall off or, you know, anything like that. But I feel like kids need to figure that out.
Yes, they do. But sometimes they don't.
Yeah. And
sometimes they don't.
And when did I start peeing in the bed? Or what, did I always pee in the bed?
You always peed in the bed.
Until about when? 13?
No, you were 11.
11.
Because
couldn't have any sleepovers.
Well, you could have sleepovers.
I did have sleepovers, but I only peed in two of my friends' beds.
But you also, if someone invited you, you know, like if you were having a sleepover party or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I would make sure I pulled the mom aside and said, you know, that you do have accidents. And you would always bring a sleeping bag.
Right.
You'd bring it back wet. But you. And then I talked to the doctor about it. I said, you know, when is this going to stop? So, and I have not heard of it since. But there was a new medicine that came out. It was because you were such in a deep sleep. I don't know if you remember.
I remember having the most vivid, like, I still remember, you know how you sometimes can't remember dreams? I still remember my dreams, like, from then. Like, because I just remember being in such a deep sleep that I was able to have dreams. I was able to almost, like, move around at will. Where I could jump off and fly. Like, I remember those feelings.
Because we wouldn't let you drink after a certain time.
Right.
And you had to go to the bathroom before you went to bed. And Daddy would get you up at like 11 o'clock when he went to bed
I was like a puppy.
A new puppy.
I was a puppy.
But and then it would never fail. In the morning, your bed would be soaked. Your bed would be soaked.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But what drug was it?
It was called DDAVP. And it was for, you know, immature, like, I guess you had an immature bladder or whatever.
Gotcha. Where I just wouldn't wake up.
But anyway, you were on this medicine for about a month. No, I don't even think more than a month. Never.
Really?
Never had another accident at all, ever.
That's really weird.
I know, it was really weird. But do you know that I have never, ever heard of it since?
Yeah. And I could. Well, the reason why I was asking, because I'm just wondering, because I have trouble sleeping. Yeah, I still pee on Jamie every once in a while.
But didn't Jamie have a bedwetting problem?
No. Oh, yeah. When she was younger. Yeah, she did. That's why we got married. I asked the experts for that.
So if you got up in a wet bed.
I need another bedwetter to be married to.
You would never know who did it.
Yeah.
So you couldn't blame it on each other. You would just be too about, well, maybe I did. And she said, maybe I did.
But I still have such trouble sleeping. And Jamie gets jealous of it because I don't remember the last time I had more than 6 or 7 hours of sleep.
That's not good, Douglas.
But I'm good with 5 hours of sleep. I still wake up. Even if, like, while we were over at the Tony Robbins thing, we didn't have any kids to interrupt us.
Yeah.
And I would still wake up It was just like an internal clock, just still waking up, still being able to go to bed at that time. Just wondering, because it's so hard for me to fall asleep.
But you always were, you and Matthew were always a great sleeper. Lindsay was the one that
couldn't.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Hendrix was having trouble staying in his bed, but now he gets worn out and falls asleep. Yeah. He still sleeps in his pack and play. He still wants to sleep in his pack and play.
I don't know. Maybe he feels safe, secure, whatever.
We'll leave him in there. It doesn't. He can get in and out and everything else. I wish that he would learn how to get up, go to the bathroom, and then go back to bed.
Douglas, he's only 3 years old.
I know, but I could be hopeful.
Yeah. And we'll do time.
Actually, I want to take a quick pause right here to thank one of our friends of the show, Nutrafol. Now, Jamie and I have both spoken about our thinning hair. So whether you're seeing hair thinning, shedding hair on your pillow, shedding hair in your sink, there are solutions. And Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeking thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Now, there is no one size fits all for hair thinning. And that's where Nutrafol comes in. The supplements support healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning like stress, hormone, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, metabolism. So whether you're postpartum or menopause or certain plant-based diets, Nutrafol is building a hair growth routine that is simple. It's physician formulated with drug-free ingredients. It has multiple formulas that are tailored to give you what you need to grow throughout different stages. And you can actually go on Nutrafol.com to take their hair wellness quiz, which gives you a health plan based on your specific root causes. So take the step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com. Enter the promo code HMCP. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code HMCP. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code HMCP. Okay, let's get back to it. So, but have you been watching Married at First Sight at all?
No. No, you know what I do? I watch when I know it's coming on. I watch the matches that they
the beginning of the seasons.
Then I watch who gets chosen. Then I have to watch their weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I don't watch it. Because I've said this from the very, very, very beginning. The first season was the most sincere and most honest. Because nobody had any realization, like, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was no template. There was no show to look at. No. There was no formula. It was just, all right, let's film everything and figure out what we can put together.
That's exactly right. But now, I mean, the people that they've chosen, and this has been for the past maybe 3 or 4 seasons, it's just been a joke. And few of my friends, you know, that know about you and Jamie and everything, they say they're not going to watch it anymore because it's just a joke. Well, I won't say anything about this season.
Well, no, you can.
Is it over?
I think we're waiting on one couple still. So there's Chloe and Michael, which were the ones Michael and Chloe got married for. Michael got married for the second time. So Did you see the first couple episodes? So Michael was up there waiting as a groom.
Yeah, and she decided.
She showed. She walked down, saw him, and walked right out. Yeah. So he got married again. So that's what we're waiting for. But the past couple seasons, I don't think there's been anybody that stays together.
No, absolutely not.
And because a lot of the feedback that we would get, and my biggest gripe with this was, why not take it back to where the couples have their own marriage? Right now, the couples get married and they go on a joint honeymoon.
Yeah, exactly.
How are you supposed to get close to somebody if you're going on a joint honeymoon?
Right.
Because if you find that someone, like, I was on the cusp of being mature, but I was still immature when I first got married. But if
there was a whole bunch of dudes there. Like, who knows what would have happened?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Like, who knows if we would have been comparing or, you know, just kind of like goofing off or, you know, it's just like the past couple seasons, you know, exactly. I get that they want five couples, you know, more people to follow, but I think there's too much blending. Exactly. There's too much getting together.
Exactly.
And this season sealed it for me because Orion and Lauren, they called it quits after like two episodes. Claire and Cameron, they called it quits early, but they still keep them in there. So Claire is talking with all the girls. Orion, no one really cares what Orion has to say.
And every time that I, you know, just like switched and there it was, somebody was crying at their husband. Well, you just don't like me. What am I doing wrong? Da, 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 da. You know, it's like, come on.
I mean, when I got on the show, it was 10 years ago. So I was 34, right? 33, 34. No, I was 30. 32. Okay.
Boy,
I keep forgetting. Yeah, that was bad. So I was 32. Now, I don't know if it's because they're now younger, whether I'm looking at it as a elderly person now, but they just, no one that has gone into it these past couple seasons, I feel, are even ready for marriage.
Right.
None of them are serious about marriage.
A couple of the guys are like, really?
Yeah. And please do not blame the experts. The experts, yes, play a role in matching, but the experts can only go on what people give them.
Right.
They can only go off the vibe and then their answers, and then they match them. Not everybody's going to be a match. But then also what you've noticed, like with Brennan, people aren't genuine when they talk to the experts. They're not genuine. And then they get to the actual marriage, and then they don't want to be married, and it just never works out. I just think that they should bring it back. But what I wanted to ask you, though, was aside from Jamie and I, who was your favorite Married at First Sight couple?
I like Anthony and...
And Ashley?
Yeah, I like them. I thought they were very, very cute. And I liked... they had the baby Declan. No, I know. She had two girls. But the other couple...
Oh, Greg and Deanna. Yeah.
Very, very
sweet. We love
them.
Greg and Deanna. Yeah. They're
very
amazing.
Very sweet. Very,
now,
very sweet.
Because we've talked about this a couple of times, and there's been some mixed reaction about it. When you first found out that I was going on Married at First Sight, and I explained the show to you, did you cry for real?
Did I cry? No, I didn't cry.
Oh, someone said that you cried because you were thinking that I was making marriage a joke or a mockery.
No, not at all. Not at all. We kept, you know that we kept joking. I kept saying, is he going to be out of the house? Is he going to be out of the house?
That's what I kept saying too. I went on the show just to get out of my parents' house.
That's it. I never cried. Never, ever said that.
Oh, okay.
The only thing that we had to say was, I hope one or the other, I hope they don't get hurt. Well, that's, you know, you don't want to see anybody
right.
hurt. You know, like so many have had, one really falls hard for the other, and then, boom.
The other doesn't give anything
back. You know,
back.
And then somebody gets hurt. And that you don't want to see. Want to see.
Now, with just moving forward to, because everybody had seen your reaction to us being pregnant again, but no one saw your reaction to having twins. So tell me what that was like.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe it. I absolutely couldn't believe it.
Did you have
it?
Did you?
Oh my God!
Did you think? Did you think of it, that it was going to be twins?
No, at all.
That never crossed your mind.
But I always heard Jamie say, "Wouldn't it be nice if we had twins?" Because there's twins in her family.
Yeah,
you know, her last two siblings were a set of twins, so it's in the family. I knew that there was no twins in our family.
None.
But
did we have any redheads in our family?
Now, my mother had red hair, but
reddish hair, right?
Reddish hair. She was like an Auburn-y color, but that's it. Nobody.
But not
else.
Like Hendrix, right?
No, not like Hendrix. But isn't Jamie's mom have red hair like that?
I don't think so. Jamie's mom had like blondish brown, dirty blonde hair.
Really? I thought she had like
No, I think she was older. I think it must have been. I mean, well, she would have to. She would have to have some redhead in there, because her father wasn't a redhead. He had like black hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is going to be really funny because I'm hoping that the twins have like brown or black hair, just to make everybody confused when
that's exactly.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
But all three of you now, Lindsay has dark hair and she was a towhead, and so were you, and so was Matt. You all had blonde hair till
we got older.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in the summer or in the sun, if I was out without my hat on, usually I get blonde, or at least all my other hair turns blonde.
Yeah, you would get, highlights.
Yeah.
Matt's hair now is, I have to laugh because, he's just like so... What would you call him? Metrosexual?
Yes. Oh, metrosexual. Dear
God. Every time there's a mirror, there's his face.
Matt loves looking at himself.
And what did you see? Now he's starting to get gray hairs in it.
Oh, really? See, I think I only have a couple of gray hairs.
No, he's getting gray hairs. That's funny. In it. So I have to laugh. I'm waiting for him to have a tweezer out.
Just to pluck them. Yeah, I don't get it. Because I've had hair products in the past, and I'm going in for another hair treatment coming up this week.
Are you?
PRP, which I'm really excited about during COVID, remember when I started to grow my hair? Yeah. It was because of this
halo thing on your head?
Yeah, it was because of that laser helmet, but also I had this PRP treatment where they take your blood. They put it in a centrifuge. They extract all the platelets from there, which initiate growth and things, and then they inject it into your head.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so like...
It
looks like you got scalped. By the time you're done, it looks like you got scalped because there's just blood everywhere. But it helped my hair grow. So I'm going in for that. But
where do you go?
It's to a dermatology group and a hair growth specialist that's there. But... I was, even like when I had that thing, I was explaining, I was just like, my dad's bald, his dad's kind of bald, my mom's dad's bald, my mother, my sister, and my brother have the thickest heads of hair ever.
Well, don't you get it from your mom? Yeah. You should have really thick
hair. I should have thick hair. It grows on my shoulders. I don't understand it. But
maybe you got it from daddy's mom. Because she had no hair.
That's true. Grandma Dot. we're very sad that you're leaving tomorrow. Oh,
please, I'm going to start crying.
I know.
I'll start crying.
But we want to thank you.
For what?
For everything.
For being with my family that I love more than life.
Yes.
Yeah, well.
and thank you for everything. Feel like I don't thank you enough.
Oh, why would you? Why would you have to thank us for this?
Well, that was the whole Tony Robbins thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like I never thanked you guys for being there for me always.
No need. We know you're a good boy. You're a good boy.
Yeah. Because one of the things that came up was, I mean, even like recently, like it was hard for me to get really happy.
Why?
Like any time, like I thought, like any time something happened or anything bad that happened, like all I could think about was the people that I hurt. I was going through that cycle.
Yeah.
And it was really, I don't know, it wasn't holding me back, but it was like, if anything bad happened, I deserved it.
No, that's the way.
I was going through all of that in my head. And I think that's when I started to, like even when I was looking for jobs away. Like, I was looking for jobs that travel. I was looking for jobs out of state. And, like, I never thought I would leave New Jersey, but it made sense because it just, for me, like, I was always so outgoing. And just, like, I became sheltered.
Oh, yes, you did.
I became completely sheltered and not outgoing. You were like a mute. Yeah, and I would always make the excuse of...
And even, you would be, like, such an introvert, and you were just never like that.
Yeah. And, after going through all of the addiction part and then finally getting out of the addiction part, and like, this is the one, like I haven't had Suboxone or anything. This is the, I mean, it's just finally free.
That's good.
But I would always use that as an excuse to be introverted.
Right.
Where I did it to myself and I was sheltered for so long. I hid from everybody. I hid from myself. And I would use that as an excuse to not want to go out, not want to stay out, not want to make friends, to not want to be outgoing again, because I would always say that I didn't know how to anymore. And part of the Tony Robbins thing was, you don't lose that. It doesn't go away. You just have to find it again.
Yep. And you will.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling your brother and your sister, I said I had a chance to be with you alone and talk with you and everything. And I'm just so happy that you're happy down here. And I'm going to start crying.
Yeah.
They can't it sucks see me, can they?
No, they could hear you. It sucks being away from you guys.
I know. That's a bad thing. But if you or Matt or Lindsay, if you got a job in Oshkosh, you have to go. You know?
Where's Oshkosh?
I don't know. They're jeans.
Yeah.
But really, if you got a job somewhere cross country or whatever, and it was going to benefit you and your family, what would we say? We'd have to say, well, we'll see when we see you.
Yeah.
But what I really am thankful for is that you could see on your phones, on your tablets, we could have a conversation, we could see, you know. But I
and always, Florida's not that far down.
Well, no, it's not that far down, but, you know, it's costs money to hop on a plane. See, I didn't mind the drive. I didn't mind the drive whatsoever. It does, you know, a plane 2 hours, drive 2 days. Mm-hmm. So your father hated it. But I don't have to worry about driving anymore because he will not.
You guys can take a train.
Yeah, well, that too.
But yeah, I truly am happier.
Oh, you see him. And you know,
it's been a process.
Yeah, Daddy and I are, we were just talking the other day to each other, and we were saying that we couldn't be more proud of all three of you. I mean, this is what you're supposed to do better than us, you know, and you all are doing way better than us.
Which it took is me really a little good. Bit.
Doug, it didn't take you a little bit. You know, I think nobody has patience like you have. I don't know where you get it from because you know me. I say no. As soon as you say, Ken, I say no.
Yeah.
You know? But your father's the easy one. But, you know,
you know what's weird is with Henley and Hendrix, I feel like I say no too much.
Well, no, you can't say no. You know, Douglas.
It's like, can I have, well, I think it's mostly with when I know they're going to ask for sugar, cookies, things like that. Like, that's when I'm just like, no, you have to eat something first.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting insure for Henley.
She really doesn't eat. We really got to make her some shakes or something that she's going to like.
I mean, I will tell you that I gave her a vanilla milkshake so at least she could have milk.
She eats, that's what she'll eat. That's what grandparents are supposed to do.
That's it.
Yeah, but I love you.
I love you too.
And thank you.
Oh, Doug, you don't have to thank us. This is what we do. This is what we do. This is what grandmas and grandpas do. And thank God that we're both still, you know. And that's why I felt so bad. I said, Helly's going to look at me and say, oh, God, you got so old.
She didn't say that, did she?
No, she didn't. Yeah. She didn't. But, you know, I did that with my parents when they moved to Massachusetts. Now, I didn't, you know, I had a really good job and everything when they moved. And I got up there only on vacation, maybe once, twice a year.
Yeah.
And every time I went up, I'd go, oh, they're a little bit older. They're a little bit slower moving.
Yeah.
And I feel that that's, you know.
You guys are still up and walking. But I mean.
Barely.
From what we've learned talking to people, you have to. Like the people, especially down here. Because I'm amazed by some of the older guys that still play tennis and pickleball.
Oh, my God, I see them walking around.
And like when they tell me that they're like 75, 76, and 80, I'm just like, how is it? How do you do that? How are you still?
You just got to do it.
He goes, the all three of them that I spoke with, all three of them said, and they were all separate, they said, no matter what, we never stopped moving. We parked further away from the stores when they were a little bit hurt. They just ate healthier. They always made sure that they were moving. So make sure you guys keep moving.
I got to, you know, put a firecracker in your father's butt to get him moving. Really, it's...
Well, but thank you all.
Back, back is, you know, finally starting to feel better, you know.
Yeah, well, hopefully, maybe he'll need another one of those for his leg, but too many excuses. But anyway, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more. I know Jamie and I, we go in for, I think next week, we go in to get the gender for the twins. So I think there's a little, we do like a little DNA test or something that we're going to do in the doctor's office, and then we'll be able to figure out the gender. And what I didn't know was if the gender comes back girl, that means it's two girls. If the gender comes back boy, then it could be boy, boy, or boy, girl. But I think the test that Jamie has, and now that we're past 10 weeks, they can figure out both.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so we'll be able to have that.
I want to know first before anybody else.
You'll see it on Facebook.
Oh, come on.
We love you. Stay tuned and make sure you check out our YouTube page because we are going to post the entire pregnancy journey on YouTube. It's Hanging with the Hainers. Check out the videos that are there. Like, subscribe, stay tuned, and we'll see you next week. We love you and
bye-bye.
Bye.